W8RCY. Man, I feel like I got a hangover this morning. Too much fresh air, allergies, sinuses, congestion. Yeah, I've had those hangovers from those kind of problems. I think it might be Benadryl. I had to take Benadryl because I was cutting the grass. There's a lot of debris floating in the air. Benadryl always gives me kind of a whack morning. Growing up, my allergies were in the spring, and now that I'm older, they're in the fall. But yesterday, a couple days ago, when it was really nice out, I was on the balcony and watching the snow fall from the cottonwood trees, and I said, uh-oh, I better get inside. Sure enough, about a half hour I got inside, I started sneezing, and, you know, thank God my eyes don't itch, because I really can't rub them with these implants in. Like I used to as a kid, you know, you just rub your eyes to where they just burn, and I got to remember now I can't do that. Yeah, just even these cottonwood trees, now I guess I'm allergic to or something in that field out back, but the wind was blowing towards me, so I'm just guessing it was the cottonwood trees that were bothering me. Well, the cottonwood tend to fly when the same time that the grass is pollinating. So for me, I used to always think it was the cottonwoods, but I've discovered it's pollinating grass, and that gets me really bad, usually May, June. This year, I hadn't noticed it until last week or so. So little later this year, probably because of the cold. Plus, yesterday, I heard you say something that were some areas that, you know, were like overgrown or higher than the others. So, you know, you had the stuff that's like been sitting dormant in there, but until you stirred it up there with the lawnmower, and that probably didn't help your situation either. Yeah, because last time I cut the grass, I did the front and the front of the back. The back 40 I didn't do, so the back 40 was pretty long. Yeah, copy that. Landscapers were out here cutting along the fence line, and not behind my building, but the neighboring building. They got this overgrowth, and they have to keep it under control because of the power lines and things like that. It doesn't get up to the power lines, but, you know, reticent to get in there, they got to keep shutting it down. They did it Monday, and you look at it now, it looks like they didn't even do anything because it grows back so fast. And they got to come out there with the weed whips and whips and, you know, cut it all down. And they just leave it, so it, you know, helps maybe just try to keep it down, but no, it just keeps coming right back. So, anywho. So, got a busy day today, or, I mean, I know you were off yesterday and you haven't heard any, you haven't gotten any bad phone calls saying anything happened overnight, but should have an easy day today, you think, or got meetings all day? Well, I got a couple of meetings, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, they're related, and I expect those are going to be interesting, difficult. I don't know what to expect. I'm nervous about them. We'll see. But it has to do with a major project we got coming up that I've laid it out pretty well, but they don't seem like they're following my plan. So we'll see today. Other than that, yesterday I got more than a few calls about stuff, so I gotta go in and deal with all that, so it seems like it's gonna be pretty busy, but nothing, as far as I can tell, nothing really, nothing down that really requires all hands on deck, knock on wood.
Well, I was up till midnight watching these storms come through, and I'm watching the radar, and all you see is red and orange, and yet nothing here, and the trees are hardly moving. And then finally, when I did go to bed at midnight, I was watching the wind kick up, looked at the radar again, and I said, uh-oh, you might get something. And nothing, really. I don't even have drops. I mean, the wind, the way it was coming in from the southwest, but the winds were blowing from the north. There's no rain on my windows. My bedroom window has no rain on it, and my door wall's got no rain on it. And it's like, I stepped outside when I got up this morning around 4:30 and stepped out on the balcony. It's raining, but I got about, my balcony's only 5 feet out, but I stepped out there and there was no rain until I got to the railing. Then I started feeling rain, so. And the rain wasn't as heavy as it looked when you see it coming down from the lighting here on the campus. So it was just weird. But I'm watching it now, looking out the window, and I just see the wind blowing, and I don't even think it's raining. Just crazy Michigan weather.
Yeah, my wife likes to, she frets about everything. Oh, there's going to be storms, oh, you know, this, that, and the other. I said, you know what, I'll believe it when I see it. And, you know, it was supposed to be from 2 to 9, you know, and then 2 o'clock came, nothing. You know, then it got to be about 6 o'clock, and I'm like, where's those storms? You know, oh, they're coming, oh, it's going to be, you know, I said, yeah, I believe when I see it. 9 comes and goes. You know, oh, it rained a little bit. It was, you know, barely enough to wet the concrete. I noticed overnight it looked like it rained a bit. There's some pooling in places that normally pool, but nothing unusual. There's been no water over the road or anything. I'm up here at 17 in the Quinter, 18 in the Quinter. What am I at? I don't know. One of down mile roads in the Quinter, 17 in the Quinter, and I haven't noticed anything. It's just wet. There's a little mist in the air. I wouldn't call it raining. It's just misty. I don't think it's coming off the road, so it's in the air. I don't know. Did we get anything besides some rain?
WNFC is just moist.
We will let just moist jump in there. Go ahead. Good morning. W8RCY.
Good morning, W8NFC in the group. Getting on 94 from Gratiot and also avoiding the one-lane closure when you work on a bridge on 94. Fun.
Good morning, Nick. I've been trying to get a hold of you. You know the P25 machine is back up except for its changed frequencies.
I've been working from home. I haven't been in the car much. Working on a project that requires me to use my office as a test bed and to work on a modem issue with GPS.
John, you can explain to him how the reception was.
Yeah, I don't know why, Nick. You should be in the Richmond pretty clean, but you're pretty noisy. Because I kind of know what you were talking about, I got it. But if I didn't know what you were talking about, I think I'd have missed the bulk of that. But yeah, the modem work, that's funny you mention that. That's the other thing I've got to deal with today. I'm curious what your modem work is, but no need to discuss it here. I just another one of the things that hit me yesterday. I'm like, oh, geez, we got new ones coming. But until then, man, are they getting me fit? But your signal is pretty poor. had I not known you were talking about the modem thing and working from home and that, I think I would have missed a good deal of that.
Because I cut down the power from 8 watts to 5 watts. How am I making it into the repeater on this Wooks On, Wooks Off radio? Surfaces out alongside Harper and the golf course, and
and coming up on Connor, it would work fine again. But that's on that signal, that area is the same, Chandler Park, Cadieux, Outer Drive area. It's just like a funny low spot.
Yeah, I remember when we did the Samaritan Health Center. I don't know what it's called nowadays.
Oh, Dakota, are you,
Oh, man, I hope you are not coming up 53.
Yeah, I would concur with that side speaking issue. Bubbles back out as I get closer into the city. And I'm only using quarter wave too, and I'm down in the city, so that doesn't matter.
I did not hear Dakota on the radio yesterday morning, and neither did I hear Anthony. It was just me and Ray. We're the only two talking. And obviously, I didn't know you had taken the day off until when I called you around noon, lunchtime. And so, yeah, I did not hear Dakota yesterday, and I did not hear him this morning. And I've been on the road. I've been on the radio since 6:40.
All right, well, I don't think you can take it 53 to work anyhow, so it's right at the exit ramp on 59. Multi-car accident. Lights all over the place, ramps backed up so far. Like, oh, God, I hope you didn't come up 53 today for some reason.
Well, I saw yesterday, realized 94 was down to one or two lanes. Curves up 94 Phil Carper doing bridge work on Little Mac. They got it all down to one lane curve. So they took the left hand to the right center of the left. But there's just traffic. Light comes up, the car curve comes down. Crash it, you got that time to go to the left hand.
Getting a little rough though. Yeah, Little Mac 94, that whole big area there that's mainly more land than it is freeway. I remember 2, maybe 3 years ago they had a drainage problem, and I remember what's her name, Candace Miller was out there, and they had to redo all the draining, and then the drainage off of those hills and embankments between Little Mac and the 12, or the Gratiot Avenue crossover from eastbound 94 on to Gratiot, there, that crossover bridge area. And that's where all that construction is now, so probably the drainage after all these years probably caused some damage to the integrity of the freeway, and maybe the freeway now needs to be redone in that area. That would be my guess, and that's what's happening.
Well, I don't know about that, but I do know we were talking earlier when I got sidetracked with the accident about the coverage down there. I've had some commercial stuff, and there's some public safety concerns down in that area over the years, and it's just a ton about 94 and east/south, whatever way you view it. But the other side of 94 is just, man, it's like a huge drop off. It's very difficult to cover into that area there. So, I don't know, I have thoughts on it, but just really tough coverage. We're going to get something in the gross points for personal reasons. I'm currently working on it. I have a site, I have a repeater, I have a mirror, I have everything. Just, you know, I need climber to get it done.
I don't know how to get my last 73
to be 8 NSGB. Clear monitoring. Yeah, of course, you got real clean on that last one. Yeah, Nick, I'll get the, you program your own, is that the XTL you have in the car? If you program it, or you want to stop by and get a program, because I'll shoot you the information on the P25 machine if you have a chance to get it.
Yeah, it's my APX in the car. And, I think I got some settings wrong on the P25 editor site. I don't know. But yes, I program my own. I think I have a chance to work settings wrong. You can see out the P25 machine and get the yellow busy light back right in the beginning out of it. I think I got a setting wrong somewhere.
Well, I don't know that you realize it's a new frequency, right? It's not the 2.6 anymore.
Yeah, I was just trying to get on the VHF side. I'm getting a yellow busy light, but I'm not getting any of the
AP. I thought you had an XTL, a UHF XTL. What do you mean APX? What do you got?
Well, I have an XTL system box at home, the 110-watt one. I have the 2500 in the UHF one.
Oh, very nice. I didn't know you had that. Nice score. All right, well, there might, you know, if you see the yellow light, that's about all you get. So, anyhow, there should be people listening once again, getting a little bit of activity. It's just taking a while. You know how it goes.
Yeah, it should be the info, Baxter, or however. I'll throw it in there. I'm probably getting really scratchy right about now. I'm almost to the office. The noise floor down here is horrible. So I will do
something. All right, catch you later. Have fun. WNFP. Funny how he got better there towards the end. I mean, it was much. I mean, there was still some crackling there, but it was so much easier to pull it in. He might have been coming off the freeway and back up on the surface. Yeah, that whole thing with 94 is just nuts. You know, like I said, even going back to for years, that whole area that I mentioned earlier, and then the downtown was always just that rough. Who knows? Yeah, probably surface, but he said he was hearing it kind of rough too, so I could have an antenna problem. God, I hope that's not the case. Oh well, I gotta get up there. Ain't gonna do nothing if I don't get up there. Yeah, just troubleshoot it. Speculate all day. I always hate doing that. Speculating on the air, because you don't know what's going on until you get there. A dozen things that could be causing it. Oh, man. I was canceling Starbucks this morning because the line was a mile long. So, maybe Tim Hose. Yeah, in our neighborhood, having all three there, almost all in the same corner, you know, Starbucks, Timmy Ho-Ho's, and got Dunkin' there. Dunkin' would probably do more business if they have a drive-thru. And not just the fact that they're right next door to Jimmy Ho-Ho's. But, I don't know if it's Dunkin' anywhere. And I grew up on Dunkin' when I started working, you know. I worked for Farmer Jack back in the day. I always stopped in a Dunkin' and get an apple fritter and a large cup of black coffee. But, surprising. I take it you're talking about the Starbucks there by Cass and... North back there in Old Hillcrest site.
Yeah, they have that many cars. They must be giving something away if they're that busy. They're usually going through at your normal time. There's a breaker in there. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm here at Wally. Good morning, everyone. Just here for about 4 minutes, driving to work. That long drive I have to work. Today is the first Thursday of the month, and we have a company-wide meeting where the morale is going to improve after the meeting. So, just caught the tail end of it. New Baltimore just got a Dunkin' Donuts with a drive-thru. So, just want to say good morning to everybody. We usually don't do these 7 a.m. drives, but the first Thursday of the month, I do. So I guess it's 7:20. Not sure who had it in the rotation, but just want to say good morning to everybody. W.A.D.
Well, it's right now, Sean and I, and Nick from up in the Richmond area was down this way, and he signed off. So it'll be Sean's turn, and then back to me.
All right, I just turned this app off. I passed the drive through at Timmy Hose, picking up my stuff. Who jumped in there? Don?
Mr. Wally jumped in, and you're saying you got that first Thursday of the month meeting. My significant other, Joanne, has to do the same thing, and she has to drive on the first Wednesday of the month. 23 mile and 94 there. She lives off of Donner. And she has to drive all the way out to Farmington Hills, Orchard Lake. Because she gets to work from home the other 29, 30 days of the month. And she gets to wear sweats and, you know, she doesn't really have to do anything. But when she goes to the office, hair, makeup, dresses, skirts, you know, oh, I gotta shave my legs again. Oh, man. Just to go to the meeting for, you know, 3 or 4 hours, but, you know, she does it too once a month, so I'm asking you, Wally, you got to wear a tie to the meeting?
I just show up, I have to sit in the front row, and shove my opinions in every now and then when they're needed, and they don't, imagine this, they don't even have to ask for my opinions, I just volunteer them. So, if Sean's still there, go ahead. If not, back to Don, I think.
Yeah, I'll be in here for one or two more. I'm just turning on to Elizabeth. Is this the general membership meeting, or is this the leadership meeting?
This is general. This is everybody, so... this is that one, so, and I'm pulling in the driveway and the phone's ringing, so you guys have a good one. Sean, I'll chat with you later. I got to grab a charger for NYU, and Don, over to you. You guys all have a great day. They did change my DMR ID, so last night, you were right, that was pretty fast, so W8. God, I can get this right. W-A-B-D. N-A-K-B-B. See, I get it again. W-A-B-D.
I don't feel so bad having my call signs so close to each other on two different bands when I screw up. It's like, well, you're screwing up that bad. Anywho, since you're getting close to your office, I'm going to finish by saying that to Sean, I sent you a message last night about buy a radio, save money, and get a Marco's Pizza on that particular radio. Well, you know I had my eye on the big one, the 8000 XD. You've got one now where I can buy that radio and save enough money to buy two Marco's Pizzas. So, you know, the deals are getting better. I mean, me and pizza, oh yeah, definitely. You sure have a great day. I hope it goes stress-free with the meetings, and we'll catch you maybe this afternoon on the way home or whatever. Be safe on the roads if you're out there, and to Wally as well. Everybody have a great day. W8RCY. I've got a physical therapy meeting today, and that's it on my agenda.
Okay, I'm just parking here, so good timing, I guess. And
far as the, oh, Jesus Christ, these guys drive me up the wall. All right, we'll catch you. I got to jump out of here. I got these guys just completely polluting our parking lot. W8FU.
Talk to 10 before you walk in and raise the roof. You'll be fine. W8RCY.
Dunkin' Donuts, and gotta get gas, and then I gotta get home and get a bunch of stuff arranged for delivery, and then get my daughter to the doctor. So she's got the flu today, and she graduates on Saturday, so we're not taking any chances. We're gonna get her to the doctor, get her some medicine, hopefully, so we don't have to cancel her walking down the aisle.
Kind of noisy. idea. Let's go to 5-1. I don't know, it didn't work, but I'm in the driveway, so I'll call you back in a little bit. I'm going to go grab the wife and head towards a kindergarten graduation.
Yeah, I was trying to get onto Mount Clemens or Detroit Tower up here, and it's not kicking through. I got it on the, you know, the IP scan thing.
Hey, just for giggles, real quick, let's try CMC, see if that works.
No, that didn't work.
Hey, Tom, I gotta go. Get me your radio, or just come over to the house, and we'll change the CL really quick to 123 on Phil's machine, and that'll work well. All right, I gotta go. WADD.
Have fun, KKKJO.
KKKJO WADD.
Well, no, I got West Bloomfield Tower reprogrammed. I thought I'd put the new PL in there, but obviously it didn't stick.
Okay. How are you doing on your little Port Huron adventure, your pressure, as we shall say?
It has been stable, and I'm working on reducing my cholesterol.
Oh, very good. Okay. To the gym we shall go.
Why do you want to torture me?
Why not? You know what I think I want to try, believe it or not, is old people tennis, pickleball.
I want to sell popcorn if you two guys are going to hit the gym.
Oh, no, you're on the team.
Well, my significant other's father is 11 years older than me, and he plays pickleball. He just gave up tennis like 2 or 3 years ago and took up pickleball. I've tried it a couple times, but that asphalt and my hips and my knee, my left knee especially, I don't know. But if I was in better shape with the hips and the knee, I would definitely give it a try.
Yeah, we'll get Sean on the team, Tom, Wally, everybody with a call sign.
Well, if that's the case, we got to get back to the gas.
Oh, yeah. EBF, RUH, SWR, all of the letters.
It would be interesting.
I forgot to say KJO.
We have to give Ray from Waterford on the team because he's got a Z, or a Z as he likes to call it, on his call sign. So we got the Z's covered. I got the Y's covered with Uber, really crazy Uber. That's a new egg for that Sean gave me, and I kind of like it.
Yeah, there you go. What brought it up is they built an indoor one over there at by my house. It's pretty cool. We went and visited one time, but we just haven't followed up. So that's our next thing. So with that, gentlemen, I must fly because now we are pulling into the kindergarten graduation ceremony. So this time I at least dressed appropriately.
You're dressed like a puppet that day?
I think the only graduation ceremony I had from kindergarten to first grade was I was able to take my King Edward cigar box full of crayons and school utensils up from kindergarten to first grade. King Edward cigars for my cigar box for crayons and school supplies.
Looks to me like it's in the church. I thought it would be in the hall. Guess not. All right. I must roll. WABD.
Man, it's very Joey KTKKO. Is Donald, I can't remember what I did. I think I did a little scrolling.
Yeah, it lasted for kindergarten, and then it barely made it through first grade, and then I had to get another one, and it wasn't a King Edward one, it was something else, but it was, I remember it being a cigar box, and then from the time you got to third or fourth grade, you get some pencil boxes, and that's before they made them out of plastic and Rubbermaid materials, and now things are so high-tech and sophisticated, backpacks and all this and that. Yeah, we had to lug our books, we didn't have backpacks. Even in high school, we just didn't have backpacks. You just had to find a way to carry five or six class books to and from for homework. And you try to leave as much as you can in your locker. But yes, those were the days. Kids have it so easy now. Yes, sir, you are so right. Well, have a good day. I've got to get to my therapy. Actually running a little late, but my appointment with them is not for about another 15 minutes. So if I hang up now, throw some shoes on, I should get down there by 20 after or so, or whatever it is. Have a great day. W-A-R-C-Y. We're clear.
W-8-V-I-J. W-8-V-I-J.
W3LNS, W4XCD.
W8FU.
W-A-D-D.
Hey, this repeater doesn't seem to go anywhere, or if it does, I don't know it does. WABD, Tom, you copying me here on Richmond? Station calling, you have no audio.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec, mobile and monitoring. This is KS8EDQ, mobile and monitoring.
Yeah, who was that? Careful, Sam.
Oh, it's FF.
Yeah, it's the FF. No, I'm at Myers. My shoulder went in and grabbed some stuff. So I drove her over here. And so I was on my phone. All right, I'm looking. I do not know anybody that has one of those on there.
All right, let me send you a link. You got your, C-Man 1?
Actually, I don't have my 800 with me. Sorry. I will in about 15 minutes. Michelle just walks back to the truck.
All right, no big deal. Yeah, I'll shoot you a link.
All right. You have to obviously pay for that. Okay. W.
All right, anyhow, I'll just talk to you later on it.
Yeah, we're just pulling out of Myers, so headed back home. W.
WF.
Kizer VTL Mobile. Kizer VTL QSY.
K8LAX Mobile.